I'm being joined by a group of Iowa Falls Alden girls soccer players to start off. I'll just have each say your name, grade, and position.
My name is Odessa Gillespie. I'm a senior, and I play forward.
My name is Abby Jansen. I'm a junior, and I'm a goalie.
My name is Grace Hartford. I'm a sophomore, and I play right wing.
All right, so 6-0 win here at Webster City tonight. 5 goals in that second half, so I have to imagine you guys are pretty happy about the finish to the game, right? But I just want to get your overall thoughts on this one to, you know, kind of keep things rolling here for this team.
Yeah, it's definitely a big switch playing on turf and then playing on grass, and it's really hard to make that transfer over. But I think we learned to accept it, and we learned how to move past that and obviously got more shots on goal.
What about you guys?
I think we started off at the first half really rocky, but once we got into that second half and we really moved into the grass field, I think we started connecting our passes more.
I think that we were trying to pass in the midfield a lot and not looking for the long passes. And then in the second half, I feel like we, once Morgan told us that we needed to do those long passes, we got that.
So when it comes to the second half, Morgan was telling me a few adjustments. What were those like from your guys' perspective? I think he said he moved you around a couple different times, right? What was that like in the second half, some of those adjustments that kind of made the difference?
I feel like once we, like, moved around positions, then the girls got confused, and it just, like, helped us out a little bit.
Yeah, I think it was definitely a good choice by Morgan of just switching us around and kind of, like, getting us out of our comfort zones and where we usually play.
How about you?
I think, as a goalie's perspective, I think it really threw me off because all my players were in a different spot. But I think it really helped in our favor with the long passes.
Yeah, so when it comes to playing on grass versus, you know, you play on field turf, artificial surface, mm-hmm. you practice on there all the time, what are the biggest differences? I mean, maybe people would not see some of the differences, right? But what, from you guys playing on the field, what are those differences?
Yeah, definitely just like the bounce of the ball once, you know, Abby kicks it down. And we're usually used to just the turf and how we're supposed to handle that pressure from the ball. But it's definitely a lot different from the grass because it pops up right back at you.
Yeah, the ball moves a lot differently. Like, and on turf, it just keeps going. And then on the field, it just stays and it just bumps and not like straight. We're not used to that. We're used to like just straight field.
Well, the ball gets slowed down a lot in the with the long grass in the field. Where like on a turf field, it's like it just glides over, kind of like sledding down a hill. It just slides on down.
That's something that you're probably gonna have to, you know, continue to learn how to adjust to, right? Because, you know, say you make a state tournament, that's on a grass field, right?
Yeah, only Clear Lake in our conference has that, like, in our games. So we're gonna have to get used to playing on this kind of field.
You bet. So you guys, I know you fell Waverly Shellrock the other night. Certainly great to play some of the best teams in Iowa. What were the biggest learning moments from that game, you think, against a team that obviously is, you know, at the state tournament all the time?
Get on it, Hayden. Get on it, Hayden.
I feel like going from playing like teams like not number one, I feel like it's kind of hard to go from that to go to people who are good and know how to play the game.
For sure.
Got it. I think defensively we learned how to back each other up and just be there for each other, because obviously Waverly knows how to make those levels of passes where we're not there and we're not expecting them to be there. But I think it was good for us to just always have someone behind the next person.
Abby, what about you?
I think it opens our eyes more because we're just used to people on our level. And then as we play these better teams, we definitely like just open. It just opens us.
Mm-hmm. Morgan has told me a couple times this season about how last year he had kind of a more defensive first type mm-hmm. mentality, wanting to translate to more of an offensive first mentality here this season. What's that been like for you guys, making some of those big adjustments this year? Obviously paid off tonight, you know, putting up 6 goals on the board.
Yeah, the twins, the Kimmery and Kylie Kingsfield, they have definitely helped us out with having a more offensive year. They're just great sports about passing the ball and just helping us all get goals. I mean, I think Kimmery had an assist to every goal that Odessa had tonight. So definitely them, they are helping us out a lot.
I feel like their speed definitely helps us a lot. Like, they never give up. They keep on going. And I feel like we are good on defense, but we just need a lot of work. Just because we were so good at defense last year, we just put it all on our defense. We weren't really offensive last year. We were definitely... Grace!
It's all good.
I was in the middle of talking.
With losing three of our starting defenders last year and gaining the Twins on our offense team, I feel like we need to focus more on offense because that's going to be our strong suit this year and not rely on our defense like last year and to move forward as a different team from last year.
Just a couple questions left for you guys. What's something unique that each of you individually bring to the table? Maybe a unique skill or something that you guys each kind of have this unique?
I feel like with me, it's I always am ready to be there after someone kicks it. So I'm always ready to tap it in or always ready for that cross. If the goalie doesn't get it, I'm always on the other side ready to kick it in.
On these games where I don't see a lot of action, I try to support my team and help them make the passes, maybe call for them if they don't see when they have the ball and just be supportive.
I think I'm kind of fast, so that's definitely something that helps me out. And I sometimes get good looks at the field, so that also helps me out. It's just being able to see the field overall. But yeah.
All right. Last question for you guys. I know your long-term goal for this season is obviously to win another conference title, but when it comes to the short-term here, this upcoming week with a couple games next week with Garner-Hayfield-Ventura in conference and then Wright County, what are you guys kind of hoping to get accomplished as a team here next week?
I feel like Grace, you can go first. I got it.
Right.
I just want to show Garner who's boss. I mean, last year after that defeat at home, I want to get him back. That's my main goal, is just to get Garner back.
I'd like for our defense to be more put together, and I'd like to see some more long passes and some more goals.
I feel like we're definitely going to have to keep it all on our side with Garner because there's one person on their team that will just
take off
it with the ball. So we got to stay more in our midfield and not let the forwards and whatever get the ball.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Yep.